Good morning, team. Good morning. So today I wanted to shed a little bit of light of the situation that I want to address with our young people. And I'm talking about young people. Like, I'm not part of that group. I'm talking about the millennial group. I'm talking about when you're managing younger associates, younger employees, like those difficult conversations. So my experience went something like this. So I had an associate that was not, let's just say he wasn't doing his part, right? So, first of all, let me give you a little bit of background. Younger associate, got a kid, brand new baby, to, 4 or 5 months old, brandly new engaged, probably about 20, 21 years old. So, a lot of responsibility in this young man, and when it comes to his performance, he wasn't doing what the company expected. Let's just say that, right? And you have to have two things in mind whenever I think about this. You have to have two things. One, you have to have empathy, because a lot of times the amount of work that these young kids have been exposed to, it's not the same that you have, So you have to understand that for them, it might not be as easy as you make it sound, or they may not have that experience to work in a high-paced environment, or to be working, and be able to get things done, or they don't expect anybody to follow up with them as far as what they're getting done. Them showing up to work and giving them 100%, even though their 100% is not enough, or whatever they feel 100% is. Nobody has pushed them past that. Nobody has pushed them past what they think is their limit. And they think that anybody that's expecting to do that is just asking for too much, right? So that's something that you have to have empathy for, because if you've never been pushed in your life, you're never going to reach your potential, right? So if you just stay stagnant in your performance, you're going to be... I always think that your job is like your relationship. You can't do the same thing that you did for the beginning to be able to get there and keep it alive, In a relationship, you gotta step it up, Every year that you are extra in a relationship, you want to do something different. You want to go above and beyond. Just because you're in love, you can't do the same things to stay in love, So same thing goes for your job, right? So just because you have the job doesn't mean you get to do the same thing to keep the job, You want to evolve as a person and as a worker. So, that being said, you have to understand that, not all kids, I'm not trying to generalize it whatsoever, but this particular individual had this mentality. He was thinking that he doesn't have to be pushed. The expectations don't apply to him. And just because he's given it 100%, that means that that's okay. And he wasn't understanding that he wasn't getting the job done. Whether he was given 100% or not makes no difference. He's not getting the job done. So, granted, we have the conversation, because it all starts with that. You have to jump in and have the conversation and find out what is in his mind, where does he come from. And I always like to separate it into baskets. You have experience, and you have how hard you're working. Right? So if your experience is low, but the amount of work that you're putting in, let's just say the effort, let's just call it effort and experience, and your effort is low as well, then you're going to get little results. Now, granted, if you have the opposite of that, if you have a lot of experience and work hard, you have the best employee ever, right? You got somebody who knows what they're doing and is working really hard to get it done. But a lot of times you get one or the other, right? Majority of situations that I get is that you have someone that has a lot of experience and is giving you zero effort, or you have somebody that's giving you a lot of effort but has no experience. So where he was lying was that he had no experience, but he was not giving me 100% of effort. He felt that because he didn't know 100% what he was doing at the very beginning, and he wasn't trained properly, or he felt that he didn't have the one-on-one with anybody to do it right. And after we even gave him the one-on-one, he wasn't He was trying to put excuses into why he wasn't getting it done. He was perfectly trained by the best people. He was shown how to do the things. So the training wheels, it was time for the training wheels to come off, right? For him to be able to do it on his own and being able to perform. And still, he felt that it was more about him not being able to get it done because of other people, or because of the lack of training, or because how long it took to get that training, or because the expectations were too high for the amount of time we're given. And you have to have, and this is the way that we have the conversation, and this is just a suggestion of a way to approach it. First of all, there is no, for no one, for absolutely no one, can we lower the bar, right? So the bar stays where it is, meaning that the goal stays the same. Just because you worked hard, let's just put this in, the way that I explained it to him was a basketball game, right? So just because you give 100% of your effort doesn't mean that you're going to win the game, right? Winning the game is the end goal of any sport, right? So in order to win the game, you need to reach the goal. Just because you give 100% effort doesn't mean that you are going to get the goal, right? So what does that mean? That you need to train harder, you need to work different, you need to think differently, you need to change your routine. You need to look into what you're doing that could be any different, that you can change to make it so that way next time you win the game, right? Next scenario I gave him was, you need to understand that just because you have the opportunity to do this job doesn't mean that there's other people out there that wouldn't take every reason why you can't and turn it into, yes, I'll get it done. So change the mentality into, yes, I'll get it done. And trying to, again, think about what your routine looks like. What could you change about it? And take accountability. That's a big word that I want to mention. Accountability into what you are doing to be able to make sure you change your routine. His response was, I'm going to put it on the people that are preventing me from making this happen. And listen, team, I'm a sports guy. I go back. He was going to trash. That's what he was talking about. He was like, well, I have a hard time, you know, getting somebody to help me out with the trash. And I couldn't help but think this was, like, I'm not sure if you guys follow, you know, the videos on Allen Iverson when they asked him about practice. I told him, I'm like, so you're telling me that the reason why you can't get this done is because you have no help with the trash. And what I wanted him to realize is, he was like, that moment, like, you're talking about trash, like, you're talking about practice. Like, don't change narrative into what are you doing about it, right? What are you doing to be able to help get someone to help you with trash? Are you helping them when they need help? What are you doing that you could do differently? Because obviously what you're doing is not working. So have you tried to change it? And if so, how has that worked out for you? Like, you need to understand that a lot of times the standard is to put the accountability on someone else. That's what the mentality was for him, is that whenever it wasn't this person, it was that person, or the lack of resources, or the lack of training, or the execution was not there because it's too much of it in so little time. And I kept telling him, like, listen, I understand that it's a lot. I understand that, you know, feel that it's a lot, but I'm not going to lower the bar for you. I'm not going to do it, and it's not going to happen. So you need to either take accountability into what are you doing, change it, because there's other people in your position that have way less experience than you do that are getting it done, and you're not getting it done. It doesn't make sense to me, because I've done what you've done, and it does not take this long to do. So maybe I can give you some advice, and I have in the past, and you can execute on those, but the goal is the same. The expectation is the same. So I guess what he was expecting after all of this was for me to say, okay, it's okay if you don't finish this. No, it's not. At no point will I give him any type of leeway, because if I do, then at that point, I'm letting other associates or other people in his area know that it's okay for me to lower. It's okay for things not to be done. It's okay if you don't get something done and you just work on it tomorrow. It's not. And if I don't get to give, if I give him that leeway, I'm pretty much giving him permission to say, okay, if you don't get this done, then it's okay. You just need to work on it tomorrow. No, you don't get that opportunity. The opportunity is in that shift that you have to be able to finish. But it was a very sensitive subject for some people, because you, and this is just on a personal level, I think that a lot of these youngsters, and I say youngsters, I'm not one of those groups, are not exposed to what it is to someone raise their expectations. Like someone saying, no, this is not good enough, I know you can do better. Like, no, and I told him, I'm like, if I wouldn't even be having this conversation if I didn't think that you'd be capable. I know you're capable, I know you can do it. I have no trouble in finding out, into knowing that you don't, that you won't be able to do it. I know you can. My only question is asking, and I asked him, what is it that I need, you need for you to be able to give me these type of results? These are the expectations. And there was a lot of back talk as far as what is it that, you know, where that expectation came from. And I'm like, that's not in my expectation. That's just company policy expectations. That's everyday expectations. That's the expectation that we give to everybody else. And this is where being consistent is so vital, you know? And like I said, guys, you know, overall, it ended up going into this final statement that I gave him, that I said two times, for him to be able to understand it. And I hope you guys can, you know, take it and use it in your own time. You got two things in life. You got time and you got energy. If you spend all your time and energy worrying about what other people are saying about you, what is preventing you from not getting stuff done, or what is the obstacles that are in front of you that you are trying to find in order to make it okay for the things that you need to get done not being done, you're always going to fail. I don't care who you are, you're going to fail. It's not going to work for you. I promise you, it's going to be a brick wall standing in front of you every single time. The moment that you spend all your time and energy into finding yes instead of finding no, you're going to be able to succeed. You're going to be able to do better. You're going to be able to find a way. You have to understand that those are the only two things in life you have power of. You have power into what you do with your time and how much energy you put into it. The moment that you spend time thinking about what somebody did to you, talk about you, you know, thinks about you, that you're, it's just not productive. You could be using this time to showcase what you could do, and you can only control the now. So why worry about yesterday? Why worry about tomorrow? Control the now. Spend time on what you need to do, and think that it's now that matters. Now the time and the energy that I have into what I need to get done is what matters, and we need to have the conversation about the accountability is going to be the same. The expectation is going to be the same. And, you know, that's where I left him at. You know, I will give you some feedback later on once I see some results from him or what his feedback from all this was. But I really wanted to give some perspective into that, because it was a very interesting conversation. Anyways, team, I'll let you with that. Please hit me up if you have any questions about anything that you want me to go more in depth about. But like I said, very interesting conversation with a young man. I hope that I bring some light to you for future conversations. Have a great day.